I arranged with the mayor that Polish Day will be recognized and Polish flag will be on the top of City Hall, and we will make some announcement in the newspaper that why Polish flag is on the top of City Hall mast. So we try to show that if they want to know more, they can meet me, they can come to my office to get, I have number of folders about tourists and travel. And meeting with Chamber of Commerce is limited because I don't think that Saskatchewan yet has good understanding what advantage they can have by more communication between this particular province and Poland. So they, my feeling is that there is simply, they are not exposed enough to what may happen when you are in relation with the Polish place. That much probably more is done in places like you are, Toronto, big places, when they look the central government, federal government to discuss. So much more could be done. We try slowly to make it a little bit more common and regular, but a lot to be done.
Thank you. Consul Oshinsky, would you be able to discuss the most rewarding and challenging aspects of the work you do?
Well, I think that the rewarding for Polish community is the fact that they finally accept it, and rather than going always traditional, in Polish tradition, we always said, if you don't know where to go, go to your priest. I think that this is now changing, as you know very well. The priests are coming, changing. The stability and beauty of the honorary consulate is usually the fact that those people are in the same place for 20 years, 30 years. So now the Polish community, from number of situations, people know that if they have questions, if they need help, including sometimes even temporary, even financial help, they can come to our consulate and they get, if not advice, if not something that can be arranged, at least we will help them to say exactly which way to go. So that's number one. And this is very rewarding. Very rewarding is the fact that everything now is happening in our provincial government in Regina. We are informed, and Polish consulate is on the list, is invited, is informed for every event that is relevant to our province. We received special ID cards as honorary consuls from Government of Canada. We have special cards that are confirming that we have official status in this place. I can show you, that's the card. So this is the card, and this card is really for the local people from the government and in service. This is recognized as almost service to Canada. It's representing Polish Republic, but it is service in this country. So those are things which are and when you hear that people want to continue Polish Film Festival, that they want to continue a presentation, that they want you to talk about short movies in the high school, to invite kids to go maybe to Poland for the study. Those things are really, this is their challenging. The main challenge is that the official diplomatic corps is usually, they keep changing them every 4 years. We are the same guys, they are every 4 years. When they come to Canada, they have usually very little orientation about what's going on from Halifax to Vancouver. By the time that they know a little bit, they go. And this is traditionally tough, and I don't think that the central consulate, like Vancouver and Toronto, that they even know how to take advantage fully of the fact that they have honorary consuls, because they're working through their traditional setup, forgetting that they have, in quotation mark, their agents in every place, and those agents are usually local, well-oriented, situated people. So visit from official consulate is very good, but the government, for example, in our province in Regina, immediately is calling me saying, would you help us to organize visit from your consulate or from your embassy, because we have to know things. And surprisingly, they without us, it was different, or they were never visiting our place. And this is definitely a challenge. The challenge is that we are independent. We don't belong. We are independent financially because we are not paid for our position, which is also good. This way, you are totally clean in a sense of what you're doing and what you want to do. So we are not employee. We are just doing this as an honorary job. But this makes people feel good because you don't have this this official formal position. This is something that you like to do. You would like to do, and you were recognized as a person of public trust. Because when you, before you become the consul, you have to go through quite intensive review of your documentation, not only in Warsaw, Poland, but after that, it's about 9 months. Canadian government is making sure that you are a clean person, and so that's why position is considered to be really nice and honest.
Honorary Consul Olszynski, what changes do you think should be further implemented in order to improve the quality of diplomacy in Canada?
I hope that, first of all, gradually it will be people who are taking position in diplomatic field. First of all, they have now this new open Institute of Diplomacy in Warsaw. I think that preparation to serve in diplomacy takes much more than just finishing the School of Foreign Affairs. You have to probably ideally know a little bit more about certain habits and tradition of the country you're going to. In a case when you go to such a big and relevant country like Canada, we wouldn't have any problem to see, for example, younger candidates for diplomats 2-3 months rotation in Canada with somebody like us to show them, not to teach them, but to show them, to be their mentor or how we do things in Canada. I can see sometimes I wouldn't say mistakes, but differences how a person trained in one country in Europe is coming to Canada, and the habits from there are sometimes not matching the habits here. So it could be improved. It could be improved by more orientation before they take a post. The post hopefully will be not political, but by the training and education. Which I hope this is the way will happen, because diplomacy really takes, you have to remember, the School of Diplomacy is a very specific one. I studied a little bit. The diplomacy started with the famous Congress, Vienna Congress. That was actually beginning of official diplomacy in Europe. And Poland was very lucky. Between First and Second World War, our diplomacy was so well recognized in short 20 years that we had students from France, Italy, England, when France is considered to be the main school of diplomacy for many, many years, with French language being as at one point official diplomacy language. So we can do it, we know how to do it, but it will require really not only education in business, but education in how to write a letter, how to welcome people during the ceremony, how to respond to certain questions, how to respond to tough questions. I like this because as a physician years ago, I was involved in the group for 3 years that was an American team teaching us actually how to respond to media. So, but not to respond to people like doing your interview because you're very nice and you are positive and you are great and it's pleasure actually to discuss. But they were teaching us how to behave in the tough situation, how to respond when you have difficult question, how to move your body, how to present. And we had this, and I mean, I was lucky enough, teach by the group that was preparing President Clinton for his presidency.